I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle moon on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Happy New Year, and I hope it's being a happy new year for each and every one of you. We've had some amazing transits going on, so things are shifting and moving quickly. But right here on Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies. And in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to take your vibrational frequency to a higher level. So thank you for joining us on this fabulous 3rd of January, 2017. Now, as you know, I like to start the show with a little day by day with James Allen. Been doing this for a couple of years now. Now, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. He quit his work in 1902 and began writing, and he wrote a series of different essays and books. Not much else is really known about him except that. But his book, As a Man Thinketh, was revolutionary. It took a concept that's been shared by philosophers for ages and brought it into a new light. See, James Allen took the title of his book, As a Man Thinketh, from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And James Allen was clearly pointing out to us in As a Man Thinketh that we create the reality we're in. We are directly responsible for our personal reality. No one else, no other factors, no other situations. No matter what is presented to us in life, we play the hand of cards and we make the choices. In Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been presented, broken up with a little bit for each day of the month. And here we are on the third day of January, 2017. And for the third day of the month, he shares with us, don't quit. Your circumstances may be uncongenial, but they shall not remain so if you only perceive an ideal and strive to reach it. You cannot travel within and stand still without. And that is the pure heart of As a Man Thinketh. As we said, the habits, the beliefs, the attitudes that we plant inside ourselves are what we're going to manifest in many different ways in our lives. And they're also what's going to drive the action that we choose to take. You know, there's a little poem that I think most of us are familiar with, but I'll share it once again. It's, "When things go wrong as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit." See, life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a fellow turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup, and he learned too late when the night came down how close he was to a golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt, and you can never tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you mustn't quit. James Allen told us on the third day of the month, don't quit. Your circumstances may be uncongenial, but they shall not remain so if you only perceive an ideal and strive to reach it. You cannot travel within and stand still without. And what he's saying is you can't go in, examine, determine, decide, and choose, and still stand still without. You're going to take the action you need. And one of the things I share all the time also are the daily affirmations from Daily Word put out by Unity. And for the 3rd of January, it tells us, divine nature allows us to fulfill our goals and intentions. Divine nature. It's another way, I believe, of saying to trust that the universe is looking out for us. The more we understand the divine in our own life and in our own goals and in our own intentions, and how it wants us and allows us to be our best, then the stronger our resolve can be and the stronger our success can be. So as we start this new year of 2017, with the uncertainty that faces ahead and some of the factors that have caused floundering and movement and shifting and unexpected changes, remember, don't quit. And that leads us to our segment for today. Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. Now, with her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she is a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils and teas and color, and provides unique consultations with her clients with custom essential oil blends, custom teas, and hand-dyed silk scarves. She helps empower their personal vibrations to bring great insights and transformation. And she provides her unique Go With The Flow segment with us every Tuesday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, thanks, Salazar, and Happy New Year's to you and to all the listeners out there.
It's really going to be an amazing year. This isn't like any everyday New Year's. This is really kicking off a whole new era for this life and for the lifetimes to come. So when Salazar said, don't give up, I think that actually is right on point because we are just getting started. We are just getting started since midnight on the 1st for what is really this whole new era of limitlessness playing out in the world. Limitlessness that is aligned to this burgeoning Aquarian age. So what does that mean? It means anything can happen. Magic and miracles are afoot. Anything can happen at any moment. And when we have this amount of limitless potential that is just waiting to become, waiting to form and focus and be made manifest, there is so much possibility. But in order to move from possibility to probability to actual manifestation requires focus, requires action, requires consistency. So as we go into this year, we're in this state like the caterpillar that goes into the chrysalis, and it is in that state of becoming the butterfly. We're not quite yet the butterfly. We're in the chrysalis state. We are becoming whatever it is that our intentions, that our focus, that our actions, that our desires, that our passions are putting out there into the universe. So where we spend our time, how we spend our money, all those things are feeding in to this calculation of who are we becoming, into this recipe of who are we becoming. So as we go into 2017, it's a time of new beginnings. It's a time of a clean slate. We just finished a 9-year. It was a time to let go of all those things that don't serve us and allow us to open up to this clear new field of virgin snow, this blank canvas of our life. If we had that to work with, what is it that we would do with it? And it is a year to choose union over separation. That's going to come up. It's already been coming up in December. You've seen hints of it as December serves as a preview of the first 6 months of the year. So as we go into a 1 year, there's always this redefinition of who am I? How do I know myself to be? And who am I individually? And how am I in alignment with the collective? And in that dance, it goes from who am I as an individual to how can I merge into the union with the all and realize that I am just a part of a larger whole. So that dance back and forth, which is in itself a polarity, but when we realize that there is no separation, that that was just an illusion, that I truly am not separated from the divine, that the divine is me, the divine is within me, that that spark of creation never left the spark of the creator never left the creation, that we are all interconnected, that we are all one. That is that I am consciousness. And as we go into this year, it really becomes the we are consciousness, because you'll find that as we kick off this year, that accentuation of this millennium becomes very apparent. We are in a millennium that is about connection. It's about relationships and coming together in partnership to create in a way that we cannot do it individually. So you'll find it easier to kick off new projects in teams. You'll find it easier to come to solutions to challenges if you brainstorm together. You'll find that things unlock as someone comes in with this single puzzle piece, and they may only be there for that puzzle piece, and then they're off again. But it happens, the growth, the change, the expansion, through our interactions with each other, through our interactions with our soul. So this whole millennium is governed by that. And as we go into this next year and we decompose what 2017 is about, it's about experiencing those relationships aligned to redefining who we are around the truth and authenticity of who we are. Now, that doesn't sound so scary, right? So if we have a clean slate and who you have been up until this point is history, it's moot, it's done, and you decide in this moment and in every moment of this year, who do I choose to be? This is the time to be who we came into this life to be, to truly awaken to the divinity of who we are and to open up to that limitless potential that each of us possesses and interact with the world from that place to create those magic and miracles, to bring heaven to earth, to really operate from that place of oneness. And we make different decisions. We make different choices when we are feeling connected to Source, when we are feeling in union with all, then when we see each person around us as a potential competitor, as a potential threat, as a potential danger. If we see each person as a potential ally, as a potential friend, as a potential holder of that puzzle piece that we need for this next moment of creation, we approach each person differently. We approach each interaction differently. So in this year, where we have this great potential to create a new way of being, we can ask ourselves, do we have a passion and desire to do that? Or are we going to let life live us and we just keep playing out those old tired patterns, those old tired limitations? We've done the dance a gazillion times, and our feet know the steps, and there's some comfort in knowing the steps, even though our feet hurt and we're bored to death with the dance. This is the time to say, I'm willing to create a new dance. I don't even know the steps. I don't have to know the steps. But I will reach out to the hand of my soul and the hand of the divine and create a new dance, learn a new dance. That's what 2017 is all about. And it's going to pave the way for the whole next 9 years. And these next 9 years really lay down the cycle for the rest of this life, the rest of this millennium. So tremendous potential, huge opportunities vibrationally are apparent. And they've been there through December, and they're going to continue to play out in January. And it's all in whether we choose to take advantage of them. And I know so well how easy it is to get caught up in just the day-to-day of, you know, getting to the grocery store, or if you have to, you know, pick up the kids from soccer practice and get the house clean and do all these things that we just have to do in showing up with life. And yet, if we let that overtake us, we've lost that opportunity to create on the next level of the spiral. So in a year that's shifting, like this from 2016 to 2017, where this is kind of monumental leaping off point, there's going to be a certain energy of momentum that's created by that spiral of the nine energy of last year that would keep you going on that same trajectory. But if we really want to shift, we can use that momentum almost like a slingshot coming out of 2016 to point in the direction we want to go in 2017 and use that momentum to launch us on this new beginning. So if we look at the tools for 2017, the aromatherapy that you can use to align with that vibration of oneness, of union with the source, is myrrh, which is a wonderful, wonderful oil. It's called the oil of Mother Earth. So it's very grounding, very earthy. You almost feel like you're lying down with your back to the soil, and you can feel that soil under your feet. It's that tangible. And it helps you really align with that power of creation, that power of Gaia, of Mother Earth in action. The other ones for the one are dill, which is very refreshing, and you can just get fresh dill and, you know, chop it up, put it on your salad. Coconut, which is delightful, and apricot, all very delightful smells. And myrrh you can get from doTERRA. I'd highly recommend it. It's a really pure source. And it really has very transformative effects. The colors for the one are turquoise, beige, chocolate, and apricot. So in the food department, that means you have permission for the year to use a little bit of dark chocolate to align with that vibration. Apricots, both dried apricots and fresh ones, help you connect with that energy. And if we then take a look at January, first of all, Solazar, do you have any questions for 2017? Because that's a lot of information just to get us kind of kicked off on what the year is all about.
No, I don't.
All right, so let's talk about January. Now, January is an interesting month every year because, like December, it serves as a preview of the coming year. So January gives us the preview of the whole manifesting cycle, the last 6 months of 2017. And if you go out to the goodvibrationsradio.com website, Solazar has put out there the ability to download the preview calendars, so it's easier to follow along and understand how to use them. They can be used both as vibrational tools for kind of like going to the movies and seeing the previews of the coming attractions and then decide which movies you want to attend or not attend. But you can also use it as an alchemical tool to really see the future. So in her book, Creative Visualization, Shakti Goyne talks about how to do that. And if you looked at the movie The Secret, they talk about how to visualize to help manifest in the future. When Solazar shares from in the opening sessions about how thoughts become things, those things that we focus on, our thoughts, our feelings, our focus, that's part of planting those seeds for the future. So both December and January are very potent, powerful times to plant those seeds. And January gives even more power because it's bringing in the power of both creation and manifestation during those 31 days of January. So if we look at this week, we're doing previews of the energy of June. So you can keep track in your journal or a diary of the events that are occurring. And then you know, one, how to be more prepared. Two, if something occurs that you're not wild about, you can use that to transform it in the moment now or to take steps to shift how that's going to play out as we get to June or July in 2017. So January brings this energy of closure. So coming together with the year, it gives you this whole living library of ingredients you can pull from when you're in the process of creation. So very powerful month. And if we look at some of the tools you can work with in January, the aromatherapy is lavender and sandalwood, bergamot, that's the one that's in Earl Grey tea, and wild orange. Now, that may sound familiar, and they do because those were the tools we were working with for all of 2016. So January also gives you a little bit of a grace period. If there were things that you still wanted to clean up, finish off, get rid of, clear out, make space, keep doing it in January. Don't let up because you still have a little bit of oomph of that energy carryover from 2016. The colors to work with, red, olive, brown, lavender. And throughout January, we've got some really powerful portals to work with. So January 5th is the next one. And on the spiritual, we have this energy of this, what we call the hand of the divine, sweeping through your life. It's a portal of co-creation. So if you align with your soul and with the divine source, and plant those seeds for what your heart desires, the universe is there, almost like a matching fund, to help empower those seeds. So a very potent day for starting, initiating new projects or expanding them, for gathering the people to you that can be part of a team for a project. And when we talk about projects, really, our own life is our greatest project. When we talk about that blank canvas, what we would paint for our life, that's what we're about in 2017. Not outside of ourselves so much, but what inside? Who are we becoming? Who are we? That's that power on January 5th. And then on January 8th, we've got another one of these universal recycling days. It also is paired with the energy of the Master Lovers. So good time to kind of upgrade all the relationships in your life. You know, really consciously do cord cutting and let go of any old patterns that no longer serve you or the other person to the highest level. Then on, let's see, January 8th, we have, January 11th will be, into next week, but I want to give you that one because it's one to plan for. That gives you a whole portal of new beginnings. It's that alignment with the union with the all. So start that on your calendar now because you want to be able to set some time aside to really do some of this conscious seeding of new ways of being in the world, new approaches you want to things, new projects that you want to start working on, new activities. So this, in a 1 year, it's a year to say yes. Yes to things that align with your soul. Yes to things that align with your source. Yes to things that align with your divine plan on earth, right? And understanding what that is. So be willing to meet new people. Be willing to try new things. Not as a distraction from going inside, because the 1 year being about becoming is somewhat inwardly focused. But if we can then take those changes that are happening inside ourselves and try things in the outside world that align to this new being, it helps to reinforce them. It helps to do this create and manifest, in more of an iterative way. So that gives us some of the power days to work with for the week. We've got a lot going on. And so be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with other people in the new year. And don't shove yourself or anyone else back in the box when they're trying to crawl out of their box. Let people and let yourself out of those ruts that you've created. Give yourself permission to just do even simple little things differently. You know, I started drinking different tea in the morning, or I started using my oils instead of tea, just to create, I don't want to say disruptions, but to create an opening for something different to come in. So sometimes our everyday routines become the bars on the cage. And just be willing to release and loosen all of those up. So that, Solazar, is our go with the flow. Are you there?
Well, I am. Okay. Just took a moment to unmute me. So thank you, Kara, for sharing all that. This is actually, I'm not sure astrologically that everything tied together as well as it sometimes does. When you're talking the energy, whoops, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you. Are you there?
I'll be darned. Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I got disconnected. Hold on, let me get back on here. Hold on.
I can still hear you.
Oh, now I can hear you. Yeah, it was the strangest thing. I got disconnected and connected, and that's going to deal with the part where I talk about Mercury retrograde tomorrow. So about tomorrow.
It's still in action.
Maybe it all is playing in. So we really started this year, but for us, the aspect here on the West Coast started at 10:53 p.m. December 31st, New Year's Eve. But that's when Mars in Pisces conjuncted Neptune in Pisces. Now, Mars, of course, is our fire, our planet of, aggression, assertiveness, fire and brimstone, all of those things related to Mars and the idea of kind of warfare and masculine and testosterone, etc. And it goes into Pisces, which again is that planet of sensitivity, compassion, sometimes even lethargy or ego denial. and it's conjuncting Neptune in Pisces, and Neptune is exalted in Pisces. Neptune loves Pisces. It's just where Neptune wants to be. So we started the new year with an energy that was more of a dampening than an engaging. You know, it was kind of like, once again, we put the fire of Mars into the water of Pisces, and we're actually drowning the fire. We're not creating steam. We're drowning the fire. So if people started the year, and maybe this is carrying forward for some, started the year feeling a little stuck or as if they're marching through mud or maybe even a little ennui, they need to look at finding ways of shifting their energy by maybe volunteering, doing something different, like you were talking about. You're shifting your T's, you're taking different approaches. Do something different. Study something spiritual. Volunteer. Help others. Do something where you're changing your energy from internal to external. And there's a caution here that goes with it. Make sure you're not doing something with someone who's taking advantage of you, and don't push your physical limits. This transit can abuse your desire to do good by connecting you with someone less scrupulous if you really push to do that. Again, any push here, any force here, any big, huge effort here is going to be met with resistance and give you an outcome you don't want. But action, just gentle action, will not be met with that same resistance. So know that your physical health can easily be overwhelmed right now, and a good use of the energy for everyone is if you feel tired, take a nap, rest, go easy. Now, artistic and creative tasks are especially favored by that transit, but since Mars is part of the transit as well, you may not have the patience to see your tasks through to completion in all cases. You may feel tired. You may feel a little out of sorts. And that may be carrying forward. You may not know why you're feeling like that. You may say, hey, I'm eating well. I'm sleeping well. I'm taking care of me. But you still don't feel 100%. And that's because this is an offsetting transit. Limits will be easily, you'll easily reach your limits during this period. And if you push your physical energy too much, you could have headaches and infections and illnesses, which will come on because it's just not a time for pushing. Go gentle and start this year gentle. It's really about being moderate in all that you're doing right now through this first week of the year. Now today, but actually yesterday for the West Coast, because it was 11:47 p.m. January 2nd when Venus entered Pisces. So now we have Venus going into Pisces. But Venus, you know, is our planet of love and harmony. And it's actually also exalted in the sign of Pisces. So it will be embracing, uplifting, elevating our vibration of connection with others. And it's also interacting with the Sun and Pluto and Mars and Neptune. And so much going on during her four-week stay in Pisces. So others will be receptive to you. We may find that leaving cold and analytical Aquarius where she was and going into this soft, pliable, warm, and cozy Pisces is just going to open up our hearts in general to others. If you're in relationships, you may find your love deepening. Everyone's going to want to give more than they receive. And this is where you have to be careful, because this is the challenge of this transit. Because everyone will want to give more than they receive, it opens that door to that victim or martyr complex. We suddenly start saying, well, I'm giving and giving and you're not giving back. So we want to watch out for that. This, again, is another transit as we start the year that really is saying, don't go head over heels, go gentle, be gentle. This is not the idea of, you know, Pisces loves love just for the sake of love. This is not the time to get all wrapped up in that. The minute you start to feel disabused in a relationship or something, it's time to speak up, be gentle about it, express what your needs are, what you need or what you expect. But the warning is stay out of the victim or martyr mindset. Allow the harmony, the softness to be a part of the focus going forward, and not this whole idea of being either head over heels in love and give so much that you feel abused, or even just rushing out to be in love. Soft, gentle, open-hearted way to start the new year as we're moderating. And then on the 4th, Mercury in retrograde enters Sagittarius. Now, as you recall, it's going to be 6:17 a.m. Pacific time. As you recall, Mercury was already retrograde in Capricorn, and that was kind of nice because Capricorn can be depended upon. It's a steady energy. So even though it was a retrograde, it was a steady retrograde. It wasn't all over the place. Now it's going to be spinning with that fire energy of Sagittarius like a Tasmanian devil. We're going to find more insanity on the roads. We're going to find more insanity in the reactions of people. So that's why I want to jump backwards to that Venus transit of harmony. If we make that our goal to have that, if we take the transit of Mars in Pisces, conjuncting Neptune in Pisces, and use that as a slowing down of our energy as we start this year, it's a good time to avoid signing contracts, all of which I'm doing. Go on interviews, complete projects, or even talking to people about loans, or don't go overboard into new things during this time. Let this retrograde end, which it ends on January 8th anyway. Keep notes of what you want to do. Keep notes of the details you want to explore later. It's not a good detail time. This needs to be a gentle time for everyone. Otherwise, we're going to start the year too entirely tense and stressed. And Venus going into Pisces is actually a good way to exalt and uplift all of our vibrations as we start this year. And this type of uplifting can heal us, can regenerate us, but it's not about being head over heels in love. It's about loving life enough to bring the peace and harmony to it. And if we can do that, we can really start 2017 with a lot of positive karma that will keep coming back in the weeks that follow. So that's what I had, Kira.
Wow, there's a lot going on.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around all that information, honestly. So if you were going to sum it up from an astrology point of view, it sounds like there's kind of almost this push-pull energy. Or how would you sum it up?
Well, I think it's one of those issues where you have a choice, a very clear choice. Your energy is being pulled on, and it's slowing you down. The worst thing you could do is try to push through that energy. Accept the slowdown. Now, with Venus entering Pisces, you suddenly feel a heart opening, but you need to use that heart opening to create harmony going forward and not worry about finding the loves of your life or the love of your life or doing so much more for everyone else. It's just creating a general harmony. So what I would say is that any aspect or transit that happens always gives us the opportunity to overdo.
Actually, I think this does come in harmony with the numerology in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're in this state of becoming, it's back to the card that you picked, I think, for the year that had patience. you know, with the pregnant woman and the cycles of the moon.
That was the transit.
Yeah, you can't rush becoming, right? It's going to be on its own timetable. It's going to be on its own clock. It's not governed by the mind. This is a spiritual process that we're all undergoing with this new state of becoming, and rushing it will actually mess it up, right? You just need to allow it to be on whatever pace and schedule it's going to be on, and you're not going to know ahead of time what that is, because everything is becoming, and what's possible tomorrow is more than what's possible today. So that, I think, aligns of not trying to force, not trying to push, and to be kind of gentle with yourself, like when you said, well, if you get tired, go take a nap. You know, most of us don't think of that as a simple option, right? But it's the treating yourself gently, almost as if you were that, you know, person who is pregnant and gestating and creating a new being within them. Treating yourself as if, you know, you are in this process of, you are under construction, right? It is time that we need to give some of our energy and nourishment toward this new becoming. And if we're exhausting ourselves with just keeping up with the day-to-day, we're not giving some of that.
Well, I think that's a great connection you made to the transition card. And the other aspect, though, I wanted to go back to also is with Mercury moving into Sagittarius while still retrograde, that's going to shift what has been a fairly mild retrograde because of the grounding of Capricorn. So from the 4th through the 8th, we're going to experience more of the retrograde aspects that normally we wouldn't. And that's going to be with more of the aggression of people, the lack of communication. And that's why I did the fallback to say, go back to the Venus, because I think the heart openings that are most important to us right now are the self-care and the self-love and the harmony and the nurturing of self to keep sanity going forward through these transits.
Yeah, and I think that's the other connection. Thanks for coming back to that I wanted to make is,
in this state of becoming, because we are in this millennium of relationships, if we can use these astrological influences to open our hearts more, to draw in those harmonious relationships, to create the relationships in our life as being more harmonious, starting with our relationship with ourselves, with self-love and being kinder to ourselves, we're creating from a different place. We're able to then, you know, have more compassion for ourselves and other people, because it's that namaste energy. We see the divine within them. We see that whatever they're going through, at some point we've had the flip side of that struggle, right? So of kind of shoring up our relationships so that we're creating from that new foundation instead of going further into separation. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I didn't know if you wanted me to comment there or not, so that's why I was quiet. So it does make sense. I think all of it makes sense. I think what we're both saying, that if I could add this in, is that once again, I believe so far this year, which is the year of the one, and as we talked about the one, or as I spoke last time, the one is a primal number, it's a creative number, it's a number of the doer, it's a number of taking action, it's about, as you mentioned too, but it's about the individual identifying themselves clearly to create union with the all. So they have to know themselves. And the focus needs to be, as we start this year, on clearly knowing ourselves. What is undone? What do we want to do that was not part of what we tried to do before? What do we still need to release in this month that we haven't released through 2016? What are our intentions? What are our focuses? Those are important aspects, and most people only do short shrift of trying to pay attention to that. They don't really put a focus to that. It's just a very quick little thing. Well, my goal this year is to, buy a new pair of alligator boots, and that's it. This is about the internal work so that we can externalize more effectively in the world around us. And I believe the start of this month is saying, the start of this year is saying, take that action. We're going to close this month, by the way, by transitioning our Chinese year, and we're going to actually go into the rooster from the monkey. And so it's important that we also get focused on our shift of the year, which is, again, going to have a great energetic shift at the end of the month when we shift our Chinese year. So I think it's important for us to get focused because it's going to be the fire rooster, which is still an action sign. It's about success. It goes with our tarot card for 2017, which is about success. But it can only be success based on the work we've put into it. It's not success because we sat in an armchair and ate bonbons.
Although I would like to reiterate that chocolate is empowered in 2017.
Well, I'm not suggesting. Yeah, I wasn't suggesting.
I'm teasing you.
I know. It only is intended to come from the action. It's intended to come from action. And as you know some of it. But
I just realized Bon is a portal of limitlessness. So it can't be all bad.
Yeah, that's right. And so my experience of this year has been everything so far has changed rapidly and fluidly. Every day is a new set of surprises. So I'm sure that others are having similar experiences, and we need to be prepared that this year is going to unfold very quickly. And that is part of the aspect even of a rooster year, but it's an aspect for all of us of 2017. It's going to unfold quickly, and it's going to be all about change.
Well, yeah, and 1 year's also, just in terms of speed, they move very fast also. So you have this combination both on the astrology side and the numerology side that is really creating this momentum and acceleration and has things, like you said, they're happening what feels very abruptly, like things can shift in an instant, which goes back to where is our focus, right? So keeping our thoughts and our focus positive so that we're empowering the direction in a positive way. And it may not be the way you want it to be, but you're putting out positive intentions.
Yeah. Yeah, very true. So those are the thoughts that I had about this year. Is there anything else that you wanted to ensure that the listeners get, Kira, from about 2017 and certainly this first week?
Yeah, I just wanted to share real quick that we had some folks come together over New Year's, and we did our vibrational infusion for 2017 and for January. And it was absolutely delightful. And going across the New Year's set the intentions for going into 2017. And it felt like a very powerful way to kick off the year. So if people are interested in participating in the vibrational infusions, it's a monthly experiential, I don't want to call it a class, but really gathering, please reach out to me at Kiralani@prodigy.net The other thing I wanted to share is some folks have been reaching out to me about getting readings to kick off the year since we're going into a 1 year that it's really a powerful time to kind of do a reset and see where you're at, see what tools you have to work with, what your destiny is for this year, what your inclusion chart, which gives you your gifts and talents and abilities for this life and some of your focus areas, what that looks like. We can look at palmistry. We can look at a lot of different aspects in tarot that help give you a picture of what are some of your material to work with for 2017. And Solzar, didn't you do some readings over New Year's too?
I did. I had to look to see whether or not I was muted before I answered. Yeah, I did. It was a private event, a private dinner, and I did readings from about 9 to 1:30 a.m.
Yeah, and it's just a delightful way to kick off the year. So, you know, if people are interested in getting some insights, reach out to Solzar or I to schedule a reading.
And the other thing I've been toying with, just to let you know, is that I did a special workshop at the Virtual Psychic Fair in December about 2017, and I may be posting that on goodvibrationsradio.com. But what I did do is I do have a blog post on 2017 that people can go and read on goodvibrationsradio.com to find out more about just 2017, the general universal energy for all of us for the year. And they can go and take a look. And it's very succinct, but the workshop, should I post that, which I may, takes a little bit more time. It's about a 30-minute workshop. So I may post that because I think that has some good guidance. But one of the things you didn't mention, Kira, and probably is a good time to, you mentioned briefly, but once again, were the preview calendars. You talked about them being on the website, but we should let people know too, I don't think you did, that this is the week of July 15th through 21st in the preview.
Thank you.
Go through this month of January. I find very often that people may do the previews in December because they're anticipating the new year, but they forget about doing the preview in January and don't pay as much attention to it. And so
which is an important time because that's about manifesting and harvesting all these seeds that we're laying down.
Yeah, yeah. And like especially when I look at, from my perspective, from the first through the third so far, every day has been a series of unexpected and in some cases unwelcome shifts and changes. And so I'm observing that and I'm trying to be the good observer about it because, and I want to stress this year is going to bring tension. And if people are not paying attention, the tension could become a stressor for them. And it doesn't have to be.
And I'm finding as soon as you start feeling the tension, it means there's something that to communicate about, right? And the sooner you can diffuse some of the tension in relationships, then the energy is cycled back toward the productive intentions that you have. And I'm finding actually every day, there, when you were talking about that there's a harmonious nature to the astrology, that's what I've been experiencing, of people really wanting to come together and look at things in a new way. So to me, there's these really positive examples happening too.
Well, and again, I've got to add the caution in there because that is what you want. But some of that, too, will come from people looking to take advantage. So you have to pay attention and just ensure that you're keeping the harmony for yourself and not just allowing the harmony to be driven by external forces. What I mean by that is that people come forward and say, gee, let's all clasp hands and sing Kumbaya, and that's all well and good. But some of them don't necessarily have the best heart in the moment. It just seems like they do. So you have to be alert. You have to be conscious. And I think that's what I'm stressing here. The harmony exists, you apply it to yourself, but be conscious about everyone else and the harmony that they're presenting, because you don't want to be driven by the external harmony. Did that make sense, or was that?
Yeah, it does. So we've got kind of a mixed bag. And so when I think about it, I think of scuba diving, which is one of my loves in this life. And you can be out in the ocean and shift depth maybe 2 feet, right? Or move to the left or the right 2 feet. And you can have a big shift in temperature or a big shift in the speed of the current just with those micro shifts. And it's that kind of year where you've got all these currents going on. And if you're in a position where you're saying, hey, this doesn't feel comfortable, try that shift up or down 2 or 3 feet, or left or right 2 or 3 feet, or slow down a little bit and get your bearings, and choose which current of energy you want to flow into. We talk about the go with the flow, and that's what's it about a lot, is learning to read the currents, learning to read the energy frequencies to say, okay, I'm going to tap in at this level. I'm going to raise my vibrations a little bit and rise above that. So there's a lot going on, and if we look at the world as being a hologram, and the experience that we're having individually is our own little hologram, what are you going to choose to create?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that, Kara. And I want to thank you once again for sharing your information and energy here on Good Vibrations Radio.
Well, and blessings to you and Happy New Year.
Same to you. So I want to remind folks that Kara Lani is with us every Tuesday. So check the Tuesday shows. The podcasts are posted on the Good Vibrations Radio website. You connect on over to the podcast page. And we will be back on Thursday with Israel Hurtado and Spirit Talk as part of the Good Vibrations Radio segment. So as we close out tonight, I want to remind you once again, go gentle with yourself, go gentle through this week. In the opening of Venus in Pisces and the harmony, I think it's wonderful as Kira is experiencing people coming together harmoniously. That's actually a wonderful event. And I once again caution you, watch out. There are people out there who will use that harmony in order to gain their advantage. So be careful, not defensive, but be careful. Go with an open heart, but have open eyes at the same time. This is going to be an interesting year for everyone. And just like every other year, this will sound rather trite to put it this way, but you will not be the same person at the end of this year than what you started, even more so than in previous years. This is a big time for all of us. So as we close out tonight, we'll just close out with Good Vibrations Radio close and just say many blessings for this week, many blessings for this new Happy New Year of 2017. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Turn the lead in your life into gold. And we'll talk to you again on Thursday.
Gotta keep those London vibrations happening with